Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Forecasters are warning of more heavy rain and possible flooding across Grand Cayman.
A flood advisory has been issued for Grand Cayman as a tropical wave moves across our area.
In an update today, meteorologist Shamal Clark of the Cayman Islands National Weather Service said heavy showers and possible thunder are likely to continue into tonight, with a final expectation of up to 5 inches of rainfall.
This event will likely to see additional flooding of low-lying areas as the system moves west of our area.
The service advises residents to pay close attention to changing conditions, as impact may worsen quickly, especially where the ground is already saturated. In response, the Ministry of Education and Training and the Department of Education Services are urging parents and guardians to make safe arrangements to collect their children from school. Families are being asked to ensure children are properly prepared for wet conditions throughout the week. That includes sending them to school with raincoats, umbrellas, and any other items that they may need to stay dry during drop-off, pick-up, and movements between classes. Officials say they are closely monitoring the weather and will provide further school-related updates through social media and direct communications if conditions worsen. Parents and guardians are also encouraged to visit caymanprepared.ky for the latest information and safety guidance. Lawmakers are preparing to open a new year of parliamentary business.
The House is back in order.
The Parliament of the Cayman Islands will open the 2026-2027 session with the state opening of Parliament on the 19th of June at 2 p.m. As a part of the state opening, Her Excellency the Governor, Mrs. Jane Owen, is expected to deliver the throne speech outlining the government's legislative priorities and policy agenda for the upcoming session. The new session follows the conclusion of the 2025-2026 session, which ended on the 1st of May and comprised of 5 meetings. Members of the public are invited to follow the state opening live on the Cayman Islands Government YouTube channel, CIG-TV, and Radio Cayman. Workforce Opportunity and Residency Cayman releases its job report for May. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has the breakdown.
There were more than 2,200 local jobs advertised in May, with the vast majority of those coming from the private sector. That's up from about 1,900 in April and more than 740 when compared to May 2025. 2,187 of those job advertisements were for Grand Cayman, 46 on Cayman Brac and 13 on Little Cayman. Only 25 job postings were for the public sector. The construction industry accounted for 441 job postings, representing more than 19% of the total number of job openings in May. This was followed by accommodation and food service at 17%, and wholesale and retail trade, repair of motor vehicles and motorcycles at about 14% of the posted jobs. The highest paying job postings in May were recorded by dentists, with an average annual salary of $228,000. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find more information at egov.ky. Shortly after midnight on Monday, police and emergency services were dispatched to a serious two-vehicle collision on South Church Street in Georgetown. The 911 Communication Center received the report, which involved a Kia Sportage and a Toyota Corolla. When officers arrived, they found both vehicles with extensive damage. The driver of the Kia Sportage was trapped inside the vehicle and had to be freed by emergency personnel. He was taken to the Anthony S. Eden Hospital, where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Toyota Corolla attempted to flee the scene, but was located nearby a short time later. He was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and other traffic offenses after providing a breath test reading more than twice the legal limit. The Traffic and Roads Policing Unit is continuing its investigations. Police have also highlighted a high number of collisions along the stretch of South Church Street between Clayton Drive and Denon Thompson Way. Concerns have been raised with the National Roads Authority, with discussions underway to identify and implement measures to help reduce crashes in the area. A man accused of wounding with intent has been remanded to HMP Northward. Sanjay Antonio Wright appeared in summary court today, where the Category A charge was sent up to the Grand Court. Details about the incident are not yet known. He has not yet entered pleas and is due to appear in the Grand Court on the 10th of July. Mr. Wright also faces an unrelated charge of overstaying and will return to court on the 23rd of July for that matter. A man charged with impersonating a doctor and purchasing controlled drugs with fake prescriptions has made his initial court appearance. Ismael Isaac Perez Maceo faces charges under the Health Practitioners Act and the Misuse of Drugs Act. Mr. Maceo appeared in summary court before Magistrate Philippa McFarland today. With the aid of a Spanish interpreter, his matter was transferred to the Grand Court and Mr. Maceo was bailed to appear in the Grand Court on the 30th of June at 10 a.m. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. It's hard to be a kid. Emotions are big and it can be tough to navigate them, which is why the Family Resource Center is inviting 6 to 11-year-olds to their annual SNAP summer camp. FRC's Amber Calm says this is a great program for kids who are experiencing some emotional and behavioral challenges, with 2 weeks filled with fun things to do and learning opportunities to develop lifelong skills.
It stands for Stop, Now, and Plan. So it's about making smart choices in the moment. Yeah, it's a wonderful program. We run the SNAP camp every summer, but we also have had our first ever midterm camp in February. Hopefully that's something that we can bring back as well. But we have a long-term or a comprehensive version of the SNAP program that happens in September, and we'll have 2 programs happening starting this September.
So it's a well-established program that many families have already benefited from. But SNAP camp isn't the only option for the summer.
We have some new programs that we offer, one that's specific to kids experiencing anxiety. We have a co-parenting program, and we also have a teen-specific program. So lots to choose from.
Head to frc.gov.ky for registration information. Students wow their teachers in 2 recent science fairs. CIGTV's Liana Jarvis has more with West End Primary School teacher Miranda Gale.
Science was in the spotlight this week in Cayman Brac as 2 primary schools celebrated the curiosity and creativity of their young students.
So how did you solve the problem?
By making a robot that tells them to be quiet.
Beginning at the West End Primary School, the second annual science fair drew students, parents, and community supporters for a full day of judging and celebrations. Students across year groups 1 through 6 competed for top honors with standout winners, including Jodane Grizel, Esme Cook, and Shristi Singh, who each took first place in their respective categories. Special recognition awards were also presented for innovation partnership projects and Kids' Choice. The Creek and Spot Bay Primary School also hosted its science fair with students presenting projects that showcased their scientific thinking and problem-solving skills. First place awards went to Manav Amar, Zion Mameng, and the partner category, Dekeith Lotin, Angelo Brown, and Dominic Rankin.
Well, this year, we had 15 students participate. Students were very eager, and the level of questioning and investigation this year was amazing. An outstanding project that we had was actually from a nonverbal autistic student, where he was able to demonstrate how he was able to connect fan blades and light bulbs together.
Both science fairs demonstrate alignment with the key stage 1 and 2 requirements of the Cayman Islands National Curriculum.
Audio courtesy of Sister Island correspondent Ward Scott. Finally, heritage-themed cassava cake classes are proving a big hit with Cayman residents. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The National Trust of the Cayman Islands, in partnership with the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism, is thanking the community for what it describes as an extraordinary outpouring of support for the Heritage Bakehouse at the historic Mission House. In a statement released today, the Trust says the revamped hands-on cassava heavy cake program has been met with exceptionally positive response. Classes have filled quickly and bookings now extend through September 9th, which the Trust says demonstrates strong and sustained interest in in the experience. According to the statement, the enthusiasm reflects the strong connection Caymanians and residents feel to Cayman Islands' heritage, traditions, and stories, and the importance of creating opportunities for those experiences to be shared and celebrated. The Trust says the popularity of the program has resulted in classes becoming oversubscribed, and that to ensure both residents and visitors can enjoy the cultural experience, it is working to introduce additional class dates and expand capacity where possible. Officials say those efforts are aimed at balancing demand while maintaining the intimate quality of the experience and ensuring fair access for all. They're asking for the community's continued support and patience as they respond to what they describe as overwhelming demand, and say further updates on new class dates and availability will be provided in the coming weeks. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.